boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys.
Burglars don't take holidays. Call Standby Security. It's Triple M's Crime Watch.
It sure is. 8:15 in the chair today. Crime Prevention Officer Glenn Gibson. He is back from his big trip. Glenn, I want to quickly ask you, where have you been and what was the highlight and how long were you away for?
Yeah, good day, Sean. It feels like forever, mate. But
it does.
I'm back. It's like a time warp. You're looking well, mate. Good to see you.
Have I aged?
Yeah, no, not at all.
Good
not
man.
At all. I almost said yes, didn't I?
Good answer. You almost did say yes. And hey, I'm in control of your microphone, so you be nice, all right?
Yeah,
Where'd you go?
I'm back from Africa, mate, and it's what an adventure, but mind-blowing.
What sort of stuff are you doing? Safaris and that sort of stuff?
We concentrated on the Great Migration up near Kenya and Tanzania and...
Yep.
We're up to Rwanda for the gorillas and been very, very fortunate, Shawnee. And plus, it's always great to come home, though, and you realise how lucky we are in Australia.
You're right.
I recommend it to anyone that has the opportunity.
Did you see the Big Five?
Yeah, we actually did.
You did?
I've been a couple of times, and this is the first time I've seen a rhino in the wild, so that completed the ticks.
Yeah.
So, we're very fortunate.
Good on you, mate. Hey,
I've got a bit of a return to work hangover, but that's okay. I'm getting over it.
We all get it. It doesn't matter what...
I'm getting there.
It doesn't matter what industry it is. Hey, Glenn, let's go back a fair while, actually, and talk about CSN, Community Safety Network. That was some surveys that were taken. Remind the Goulburn Valley what happened there.
Well, the Community Safety Network is a government-funded initiative, and they targeted the five... police service areas across the state that had the biggest issues with crime, and it's unfortunate the Greater Shepparton was one of those that was chosen for this initiative. And
because of the stats?
Because of our crime stats. We weren't happy with them. Well, no one is. So we got chosen for a community safety network, and that's been running for 12 months now, Shawnee. We're at the tail end of it. And it's interesting, right at the start of that, we went and spoke to the community, which is probably a great way to start. We surveyed about 750 Greater Shepparton people. And the big issue, the top of the list was violence, drug-related violence in all its forms.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a few other things during the safety network, like our community messaging with property crime,
We've pushed that a lot, yeah.
Done a great job, but probably we're at the last final step now, and we're really focusing on violence.
Right.
So we've got two workshops next week, which I need to talk about, and hopefully it's a great one-off opportunity for the community to get involved and learn more about violence and how we can get involved and improve.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our last opportunity to talk about it because registration's closed on Friday.
Yep, and before we just get to the dates on those workshops, am I right in saying, so we've done the surveys, that's great, Community Safety Network, we've gathered the data... And we've looked at it and said, okay, yes, there's an issue with people locking up their cars and crime. But one of the biggest thing is violence. So you've looked at that and said, we need to do something about it. And that's why there's the two workshops. Is that right?
Yeah, I think, property crime's the volume. That's the vast volume of their crime.
Yeah.
However, violence is the one that concerns people the most, justifiably.
People have given that feedback.
Yeah, whether it's family violence, whether it's drug-related violence, whether it's road rage, wherever it comes from, it's the thing that people are... terrified about.
And by having these two workshops, what are you trying to achieve? What's the whole outcome?
It's really the next step, Shawnee. We're getting experts in, we're getting community leaders in, we're getting people from the community who are concerned and who want to be involved, who are outspoken about violence in our community, mm-hmm. can come together and we can talk about violence where it is in Greater Shepparton.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to reinforce, Shawnee, we're talking about Greater Shepparton.
Greater Shepparton.
Violence in our community. This is our opportunity to take that next step, get some more information, work out what we need to do, and as a community, address some of these concerns.
All right. When are they happening?
Next week. We've got two next week, two options. One during business hours, which is the Tuesday the 22nd.
Yep.
At the McIntosh Centre, which is obviously supported by the council, and registrations for that close on Eventbrite this Friday. We need to know this Friday that we're coming.
So you want to know numbers. Yep, good,
fully,
good, good.
Fully catered. We're going to look after you. It's, we've got some funding for it, so it's a great opportunity. And the second one, which is after business hours from 5 o'clock, is at the St. Paul's African House on Poplar Avenue, and we need registrations for those by the 22nd. But look, I'm asking you to get on iWatch Greater Shep on the events.
Yep.
You'll see both of those workshops. You can pick which one suits you best, and it's got the Eventbrite link to register, but please make sure you think about this. If you think you've got something to contribute, we want to hear from you. Hit the link.
Two opportunities next week. You got one during work hours, one after hours. First one, Tuesday, that's happening next week, 10 till 2. Go to Eventbrite. The other one is Thursday, that's 5 till 9. That's at St. Paul's African House. Look, all the details for both of them, like Glenn said, they are on the iWatch Greater Shepparton Police Service Area Facebook page. I need a holiday, Glenn, after that sentence.
You've done a
right
great
there.
Job. Look, this is a very dry topic, Shawnee, but it's really important for Greater Shepparton. If you've got something to say about violence in our community, please make the effort to get along to these workshops.
That wraps up Crime Watch for this week. Been speaking to Crime Prevention Officer Glenn Gibson on your Wednesday morning here on Triple M.
Thanks, Shawnee.
Cheers, mate.